This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
We start today with our weekly wrap, a look back at the big business news of the week. And I know this is usually a Friday sort of thing, but we wanted to give our guests a holiday off. We're joined this Thursday by Felix Salmon of Fusion and Cardiff Garcia of the blog FT Alphaville. Hey, guys, thanks for being with us.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Adrienne.
Hey. So, Cardiff, I want to ask you about the new home sale numbers we saw this week. They were up, but less than some analysts expected. What's going on there?
Look, I'm not that worried about the housing market. It's kind of been buffeted by conflicting forces for the last few years. On the one hand, it's still kind of hard to get a mortgage without good credit, and there's places where there's a lot of restrictions on what you can build. On the other hand, so long as job growth continues and people keep making a little bit more money as they have this year, I think we're going to see the same thing next year that we saw this year. Slow, incremental growth, but an improvement nonetheless.
Felix, what about you? We also saw some gloomy existing home sale numbers. Are you as optimistic?
Those are the important ones.
Yeah.
Like the amount of new homes is tiny compared to the amount of existing homes which get sold. And I think what's happening is that people just aren't selling their homes. It's not so much that people aren't buying them, but you know, they're a little bit more expensive. I mean, prices have gone up, so they're more expensive. And people see the prices going up. They're quite happy where they are. They have a job. They don't need to move for a new job or anything like that. And so naturally, the turnover goes down. It's not in and of itself a bad thing. It's just a decent market.
Should we be fixated on these right now or not a big deal?
Well, I mean, the new home sales people care about because it's a sign of the health of the construction industry. But existing home sales, I think they'll, you know, it's not so important, really.
All right, let's move to oil prices, which were trading up a little today, but still at $38 a barrel. Felix, why haven't these low oil prices done more to boost the global economy this year?
Because, a lot of the weakness in the global economy is from oil exporters. You know, it's Brazil, it's Russia, it's countries which have just been, you know, seen big problems. And when you have this collapse that we've seen in the oil price, that has repercussions. Now, you're absolutely right that in the grand scheme of things, cheap oil means cheap energy for everyone, and that's probably good for the global economy. But there's definitely winners and losers, and it's hard for all of that to play out. It takes a while.
And Cardiff, pull out your crystal ball for us. Where do you think oil prices are headed next year?
Oh, God, I don't know. but I can say this, that even if they rebound quite a bit, the resilience of low oil prices is still probably the biggest geopolitical story of the last year and a half or so. And keep in mind that even though, yes, this is going to be a problem for the banks that lend into the energy sector and for the energy sector itself, this is still a big break for the middle class. And the middle class hasn't had that many breaks in the last few years. So I think overall, agree with Felix. I think this is a good thing. And eventually you will see that feed through into the economy.
Although I'll come out and answer your question and say that it is very easy to see once a certain amount of pain has happened, once a bunch of, you know, wells have gone dry or closed up because they're just not profitable anymore. I can easily imagine oil prices just skyrocketing kind of overnight when you least expect them.
Really?
To.
Cardiff, you think that can happen?
I don't think so, partly because the fracking industry has completely changed everything. In other words, the ability of the industry to react to higher prices is way different from anything we've seen in a while. And also, the sort of approach that Saudi Arabia and some of the OPEC countries have taken is also dramatically different. So I think they can definitely come back, but I wouldn't worry too much about like a massive spike.
All right, before we go, I want to talk about shopping really quickly. We've got numbers that show we're all doing a lot more shopping online than at stores. And I wonder, Felix, if that affects the economy. Does it matter how we shop or just that we're shopping?
Well, it affects shopping malls. But if you ask me, the fewer shopping malls we have, the better. Like, I can't stand shopping malls. What we're seeing, I think, is that people thought that online shopping would be a big thing for many, many years. It never really was. And now, pretty much for the first year, it's phones. People have suddenly realized how easy it is to pick up their phone, press a couple of buttons, and then something just arrives at your doorstep.
It's like magic.
And they never did that with their computers, but they're doing it with their phones, and it's transforming the retail industry.
Yeah, in keeping with the spirit of Christmas cheer, I think this is a good thing. These are innovations that make our lives a little easier and a little bit more convenient. And so, again, in the short run, you know, you're going to have to build up the infrastructure to accommodate and to catch up with what people want. But this is a great story. This is something that I hope does continue.
Felix Salmon of Fusion and Cardiff Garcia of the blog FT Alphaville. Have a great holiday, guys. Thanks.
You too, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian. Take care.